Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures, to the blinding snow. Let the lambs can go astray, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go.
And we may even look at ourselves and say, well, I'm really nothing. You let God decide that. Because he can see the whole picture. Now, what about Christianity? I want to say, this is not a very popular opinion, but it is not one of the world's great religions. If you're in college or university, you take a comparative religions class, Christianity is one of them. For Christianity isn't a religion. It is a way of life. It is a lifestyle. Although many treat it as religion, as a kind of Sunday thing. I shared this before, but it rings in my mind, this little cartoon that I saw of a father getting out of his car at the end of a day, and he obviously had a hard day, and his son is sort of standing off to the side talking to one of his friends. He said, I like my dad on Sundays best, because that's when he's a Christian. See, that's seeing Christianity as a religion, not as life. When Christianity is viewed as a religion, it has no dynamic of life, but becomes just a system of regulations. I sometimes think most churches are the belong to the denomination, the church of don't. We don't do this, we don't do that. We're not sure what we do, but we know what we don't do. except between Sundays we do what we shouldn't do because, well, we're not Christians then. And we think we can get by. But you know what? Have you noticed? You can't get by with anything because the eyes of God are in every place. And his love for us is so strong that he continues to draw us by whatever means. And so, if that is the case, then we're caught in a system of what is right, what is not. You know, it's not really about what is right and what is not. It's really about what is profitable. What is of value? You remember Paul saying, all things are legal, but not all things are profitable. And so it's not adequate for us to just figure out what's legal, but to walk in that which is profitable. Many people, we're getting to the bruised part here. Many people have been, quote, hurt by the church. Well, at least what's perceived as church. The Word of God puts it bruised. Now, bruised is not permanent. Get a little black and blue, and after a while it goes away, unless you become obsessed with it. Now, what I say is not legalistic. There is discipline in Christianity. There is discipline. In fact, the whole concept is a discipline. A discipline, a way of life. And when we refuse to be molded by that discipline, we're not bruised. We then just harm ourselves. And then there are those who have been bruised, but then carry grudges and memories. And so they wreak great harm on themselves. This is probably almost out of order, but I've been reading Ezekiel this week. And Ezekiel talks about warning and not warning. And in these years of our being involved in ministry, what I've discovered is that most of the people who have been bruised or hurt by the church has been hurt by media ministry. By that I'm saying there was the promise of financial prosperity if you support this ministry, or as you know, the old name it and claim it game. You can live like a king's kid, and all of these grandiose promises, and you don't have to watch or listen to many of the programs before it turns to money. Just the few people that I know who have been hurt in this way are people who have given tens of thousands of dollars, have gotten not 1 cent back, and thus they are disappointed and crushed and bruised. Because that's why I feel a little bit like Ezekiel. Be very cautious. Be very careful about media ministry. You know that of the most popular media ministries today, most of them are divorced, have had affairs, are remarried, some more than once. And I think about the word of the Lord that says if a man cannot operate within his own house, how can he operate within the church? Other than that, they live opulent lifestyles, rolling in hundreds of thousands of dollars. The only ones for whom the name and claim it seem to work are those who are teaching it. And then when complaints are made, like I gave and nothing came back and I didn't get my hundredfold, why weren't we blessed? You said so. The pat answer that comes back is, well, you didn't have enough faith. So what happens then? Then the people live in guilt. That's what I mean by crushed and bruised. And that's to say nothing about the false teachings. And I would take a long time to go into that, and I don't think it's appropriate to mention names. I do have a list. The bruised. Now, some people feel that they're dealt with by the discipline of the church, they got bruised. That was only the grace of God drawing out potential, drawing out fulfillment out of a life that wasn't being all that it could be. Just the same way parents do that with children, don't they? The same way in the church. It's the same way in society, where there really is care. So when we see all this, the real issue is rest. The real issue is rest. Elijah teaches, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. In the house of God, there should be no stress. Do you know where stress comes from? Two things. One, you're involved with stuff God didn't ask you to be involved in. You got your nose in somebody else's business that God didn't give you authority to do. But mostly, stress is the result of not resting in God.